Kathleen Swinbourne is the election coordinator for the Women's Electoral Lobby. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
You deal with matters involving women in politics every day. Did you expect this to happen?
Not quite in this way, no. It rather came as a shock to us too last night when it happened. Look, it's great see a woman up there, but no, we weren't expecting it.
Now, we heard on Late Line that the wheels started to turn with this around 3 weeks ago. Can you give us a sense of what happens behind the scenes with these machinations?
Oh, look, with the Labor Party is very, very factionally based, and we know that Kevin Rudd has never been popular within the Labor Party itself because he doesn't play the factional game. That Mark Arbib is the one who came to Julia. He's from the right. She's from the left, so the fact that he's the one that has been doing the numbers, calling the shots, is a bit of a shock to us as well. But what goes on behind the scenes is, with this one, you have a cross-factional alliance, apparently, but behind the scenes, you've got the right faction who will do all their numbers. They'll get their candidate up, generally. They make their phone calls, they garner their support. That this has been going on for 3 weeks shows you how many calls go on behind the scenes and how much talking to get people on side. Because while Kevin Rudd hasn't been that popular within the Labor Party, he's not that unpopular out there with the people. All right, they may not be terribly happy with him right now, but they're not that unhappy, and I think he had as good a shot as anybody in at the next election.
And yet, Kathleen, we've had other commentators this morning saying that this decision has been made and this move has been made to save Labor at the next federal election. You don't agree?
Look, that's what they will always say. Why else would you have a leadership spill? But I think they've got scared because Kevin Rudd went down in the polls. He didn't go down that badly, though. He was still ahead. But, yeah, they got scared, and they're running scared, and that's why they're doing this. It also makes me think of, what would Peter Costello be saying right now? Now, how many times did he want to do this, and now here's Julia Gillard actually doing it to a sitting Prime Minister in the first term? And this is, unheard of for a first-term Prime Minister who's not really that unpopular to be challenged like this. But I think, I think what's happened here is the Labor Party suddenly discovered that Kevin Rudd doesn't actually walk on water, and that's come as a bit of a shock to them.
Mm. You made the point about a cross-factional alliance. Is this unusual for the right to support the left in this way?
Oh, very, very unusual for the right to support the left like this, particularly the Victorian right supporting the Victorian left, because Julia Gillard is from the Victorian left. So this would generally be what you see, what you would consider as these two are enemies. But no, the Victorian right actually making the initial moves to get somebody up from the left is virtually unheard of.
Now, we've heard that Julia Gillard is a reluctant leader, that she had to be coaxed into taking this move. Why do you think that is?
Well, for a start, I think it's because that's what they all say.
Yeah.
And you're very rarely going to get someone coming out and going, yes, I want a challenge, I want a leader. Not everybody, I want to be a leader. Not everybody is like Paul Keating. He's one of the few who did it. But look, she has always very publicly supported Kevin Rudd. And all along, whenever leadership speculation has come up, she has said outright no. So I think she probably has had to be coaxed to do this. I think she'll make a very good leader if she gets up, and the signs are that she will be there. Just after 9 o'clock, she will be the country's new Prime Minister. And while we're very happy, always very happy to see women up there, what we want to see is a woman up there who is actually going to make a difference for women, introduce some fair policies that will help women lead their lives.
And do you think that won't happen under Julia Gillard's leadership, should she be successful?
Well, we're certainly hoping it will. We're not seeing at the moment. We've had a huge tax review, and all we're hearing about is, the big boys in the mining companies, not things like effective marginal tax rates, income support policies, things that will help women get in and stay in the workforce, things that will help them make a profit from being in the workforce, childcare, all those things that are needed for we've been doing work out in the western suburbs in Sydney, and this is what we hear. Well, it's nothing for me. Not women are turning off politics completely because they're not seeing that anything is happening that will make a difference to their lives. And hopefully a woman up there will do that.
Kathleen, in your opinion, what is it about Julia Gillard that makes her an attractive candidate for those power brokers within the Federal Labor Party to lead Labor in the next election?
But Julia Gillard is a very considered politician. She always has been. She's been very good as deputy. She's been around for a long time, so she has that experience. She's very easy to talk to, very easy to understand. She's obviously a hard worker as well. Look how many portfolios she's minister of. I think she can connect with people, and that's one area that Kevin Rudd has fallen down considerably. He doesn't have that empathy with people. He doesn't connect very well. And that's what Julia Gillard does have in spades. She can talk to anybody.
Kathleen, an interesting day ahead of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kathleen Swinborne there, who is election coordinator for the Women's Electoral Lobby.